Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. My goodness. But you know what? There's nothing like a suddenness that can begin to you know, dad has a way of motivating his sons.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And daughters, his children. Well, you know, if you think about this, that those that the Lord uses, quite often people are trying to, you know, get so perfect so that God can use you. And hopefully we've proven by now, you don't have to be.
This is true.
But the,
no doubt.
But you think about this, you know, as I was spending time abiding and in the Word and just praying, meditating on God's Word, I was reading through the book of Mark and Mark chapter 16. You know, this is when Jesus has been risen. He's already been risen from the dead, and he's speaking to, he appears to Mary after his resurrection. And he says, listen, go tell the disciples that I'm here, you know. And she did. You know, she went and told them, and they didn't believe her. And they didn't believe him who sent her, right? And so then he appears to a few others, and he says, you know, go and tell them. And they go and tell them, and they still don't believe. These are the ones that he walked with for 3 years that they saw everything that we read about, right?
And he told them he was coming back.
Yeah, he told them he's coming back. And then so then he shows up, and obviously they're like, oh, I'll be doggone.
Look at here.
Look here. And Mary's like, I told you so. I told you. And then Jesus, the resurrected Christ, rebukes them for not believing, their stubborn refusal to believe, and their lack of faith. Mm. But then the next thing we read about is, so then he commissions them. Jesus commissions them and sends them out to preach the message about him so that we can actually receive that message, believe that message, and enter into the kingdom of God. And then he said, and he did, he said, and these signs will, listen, I'll even bring signs of, you know, deliverance and tongues and, you know, you'll be able to survive persecution and healings and all these things taking place. And when you say the words that I tell you to say, when you say my word, I'll back it up, confirming it. I'll work with you in this. And it's like, how many people would have said, listen, I just died on the cross for your sins.
Right.
I just died on the cross for your sins. I've walked with you. I mean, you're the 11 that I, you know, you're the 11 that I walked with. And, you don't even believe by now? And so then he you know, he expresses himself. He rebukes them. God, Emmanuel, rebukes the disciples. And if you're a disciple, you're going like, oh, man, we went to Jesus University for 3 years here. We thought we were about to graduate. And then this happened. The tragedy happened. And now we're thinking there's hope. But then he shows up and he's like, he's rebuking us. You know, and then he says, okay, get ready for the commissioning ceremonies next. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
The timing of that.
Right.
You know, I'm fixing to commission you to go into all the world and preach the good news of the gospel to everyone. And those that believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he says, and these signs will follow you. And so he's got all this tool chest of the kingdom. He's just handing him this tool chest. And then he says, listen, you know, do it in my name. He even put his name on people who had a stubborn refusal to believe what Mary was telling him. But think about it. That's just amazing, isn't it?
That's right.
But then it makes me think about, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. When he's talking to us, you know, think about you were what you were when you first were called. You know, none of you were noble birth. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You know. And as a matter of fact, I think I have it right here. He says, none of you were of noble birth. He says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. None of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Mm. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things of the world and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. And you think about this. This is a God plan to use flawed vessels, broken vessels, clay pots, crack pots.
Crack pots.
Mm-hmm.
Made of clay to put his all-surpassing power in jars of clay to show that this is him. Somebody says, I keep being human and messing up the message. It's like, no, they see your humanity. You're actually helping the message.
Yeah.
Because they know that wasn't you that did that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They know that word of knowledge wasn't you. They know that healing came from God and not from you. And here he was rebuking them for their stubborn refusal to believe and their lack of faith. And then he said, get ready for the commissioning ceremony. I mean, think about it. Getting ready for the commissioning ceremony. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful. It didn't, you know, teaching along the way is so important. That's what Jesus, just teachable moments. And when we get the wrong perspective, people are like, oh my goodness, you're teaching me about means I must have failed. I must have made a mistake. And it's like, this is a teachable moment. This is a teachable mm-hmm. moment for us to learn the ways of God. And it didn't mean that it was over. It just meant, hey, that what you just did is not the way it's supposed to happen. And from this point on, you need to not be so stubborn, and you need to believe.
Right.
You know, and he says, you know, and Paul's writing to the church of Galatia. He says, listen, does God do these signs amongst you, these miracles amongst you, because you obey some law or because you believe? Mm. You know, stubborn refusal to believe will produce a stubborn reality of no power in your life, no signs, no wonders, no miracle, no souls in your life. And it's just, I want to encourage you today that even in that whole journey right there, and they went to Jesus University, you know what I'm talking about, for 3 years, one-on-one practicum. They saw the dead rise. They saw the living fall dead. They saw, you know, power of God. They saw everything take place. The whole world was turned upside down by Jesus. And then they saw him pay the price on the cross. And then they're seeing him now come back. But prior to that, they were thinking like, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that you believe because you see, but blessed is he who doesn't see and believes. And that's today's church, that we believe because Christ lives inside of us. Listen, even if you doubted, even if you struggled, even if you were thinking, well, this just couldn't be in regards to how God can use you, understand this. God does use the weak things of the world, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are. Get ready for your commissioning ceremony.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.